Charles Hirt, Welcome to the White Privilege Presidency. By Charles Hirt on March 12, 2021. Washington really is the last nakedly racist place in America. And the very face of this city's institutional racism is President Biden himself. Welcome to the White Privilege Presidency. Mr. Biden is living proof that no matter how dumb you are or how wrong you have always been or how many things you have screwed up, if you are just white enough and willing to wait around long enough accomplishing nothing, the kingship will eventually be yours. This is a guy who had been rejected by voters, often in his own party, in his endless quest for the presidency many times during his 5 decades running his mouth in Washington. It was only when a gifted political outsider needed an old white guy for a running mate that Mr. Biden's ticket to the White House finally got punched. Literally, Mr. Biden's only contribution was to be white and old. And a barnacled deadweight from Washington. This is why it is so astonishing, though not entirely surprising, to watch Mr. Biden so monumentally screw up everything he touches now that he is supposedly in charge. Nowhere is his reckless incompetence more obvious than on the border with Mexico. Whatever you might think of former President Trump, he earned credit for finally bringing sanity to the border. Mr. Biden is hell-bent to undo all of it, entirely out of political spite. Or, perhaps, something even worse, fanatical partisan ideology. In other words, he wants to actually destroy America in order to keep power. Mr. Trump was America first. Mr. Biden is Mexico first. Or Central America first. Anything, really, except America first. His administration has spent weeks dictating all sorts of words other than crisis that can be used to describe the border, even as record numbers of new migrants swarm the border. It is kind of like how Democrats wanted to spend all their time arguing about what to call the China virus instead of actually doing something to stop it. The latest wacko Diplo speak word peddled by the administration is irregular. As in, do not come in an irregular fashion, admonished Roberta Jacobson, Mr. Biden's point person on the border. During an extraordinary press conference this week, Mrs. Jacobson showed a fierce determination to prove she can be every bit as stupid as Mr. Biden has been for the past 45 years. Parroting Mr. Biden's campaign promise to build back better, Mrs. Jacobson openly admitted that build back better does not actually refer to building back America. President Biden has made clear from day one that he wants to change our immigration system, she explained. Doing so means truly building back better because we can't just undo 4 years of the previous administration's actions overnight. By actions, Mrs. Jacobson means Mr. Trump's success at curbing illegal immigration by effectively enforcing U.S. laws and partnering with Mexico and other governments to help end the humanitarian crisis at the border. Included in Mr. Biden's Build Back Better program, she said, is spending $4 billion of U.S. tax money to address the root causes of migration, including corruption, violence and economic devastation exacerbated by climate change. Oh, I see. So Build Back Better is not about making your life better or spending money in your neighborhood or allowing you to keep more of your money. It's about giving massive amounts of money to violent, corrupt, and economically devastated countries in Central America. No longer is America that shining city on a hill for people who want to obey laws and enjoy equal justice under law. In addition to being the world's police department, we are also now the world's welfare office and housing department. Lucky law-abiding American taxpayers, also known as suckers. Speaking of taxpayers, Mrs. Jacobson spent a great deal of time talking about the importance of involving various business interests in decisions about illegal immigration into our country. I don't want to leave out the business community as a participant, she said. Of course, this is the same business community desperate for cheap labor, legal or illegal. Whatever. No concern, however, for the innocent taxpayer, except when the bill comes for the $4 billion to be spent of corrupt, violent, economically devastated countries. Mrs. Jacobson literally never uttered the word citizen, except of course to express the urgent need to grant citizenship to the millions of illegals pouring across our border. Her contempt for Americans was surpassed only by her arrogance. In an effort to flaunt her prowess as an anti-American internationalist, Mrs. Jacobson repeatedly broke into fevered Spanish, like a woman speaking in tongues at a religious revival. There was only one problem. Even her Spanish is a lie, too. Trying to warn migrants against illegally crossing our border, She instead advised them that, indeed, our borders are open. Apparently, she learned to speak Spanish from Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was later asked about Mrs. Jacobson's poor Spanish and whether her inability to speak Spanish correctly might contribute to the non-crisis on the border. "We certainly hope not," Ms. Psaki said, among mostly friends desperate to prop up the Biden administration. "We have the power of the media here to make sure you're communicating effectively with the messages. Oh my. Finally, somebody in the Biden administration tells the truth." Charles Hurd is opinion editor. He may be reached at Sherd@WashingtonTimes.com.